Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Hello, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Listen, you all, we're going to do a little different thing today for our podcast. I want to answer a couple of emails that I received, and we're going to call this podcast Q&A from You. So we'll be right back right after this commercial. What's up? This is your girl, Sonya Buchanan with Confident Promises Broadcast. I just came to ask you this one question, just only one. Have you stopped by to sign up to receive our monthly newsletter? Well, you can do it today. You can go by our websites. You can go by ConfidentPromises.com or SonyaBuchanan.com. Click on the link that says newsletter, sign up today, and let me tell you, June newsletter is going to be popping, so you want to sign up today. Go there now. Right now. Right now, I said. Right now. Welcome back to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Again, our subject is called Q&A from You. Listen, I received several emails from some amazing people, and I go through the emails answering them accordingly. But then I come across emails that I would like to share abroad. But before I do that, I like to get permission from the person who sent the original email. And I received permission from Taylor. And in the email that she sent, she mentioned that she is writing her first book. And congratulations, Taylor, for writing your first book. But her question was to me, did I know any platforms where she can apply to be a reader for other authors? And yes, Taylor, I did locate a website where you can go and set up a bio and do a sample of you reading. And that website is called acx.com. That's www.acx.com. And it is a great website where you can apply for jobs to read for other authors. And also by setting up your bio and your information and having an amazing photo of you, the authors at times will go and just look through the database. And if they like what they hear and they like what they see, they will hire you to do their jobs. And I have come across that sometimes the authors, if they're a author who continuously like writing series, they would keep the same reader. So this website, I believe, will be pretty good for you. So get your great bio ready, get your picture ready, get that voice all watered down and nurtured so you can do an amazing sample of your reading. And good luck. I think this will be a perfect website for you. Again, let me just give you that website address. It's www.acx.com. Next, I received an email from a gentleman named Brandon. And yes, I did get permission from Brandon to share this email with you all on this podcast. And Brandon mentioned that he would like to do freelance work, you know, just work at home. He did mention that he does have a job and he just like to, you know, share his gifts. And yes, Brandon, there are several freelance companies that you can actually apply for. You didn't mention in your email exactly your skills or your hobbies or what you're good at, but I am selecting a few. Now, everyone is familiar with the company Fiverr. So I won't give you that one. I'm sure you already know about that one. But then there's a couple of them I just shared is acx.com. You can actually be a reader for other authors. There is freelancer.com. And there's another website, I think maybe, I'm not sure what your skills are, but this is Toptal, TOPTAL.com. And this is a website for businesses and software engineers. They can team up together to do work for business and companies. And then there's FlexJobs, FlexJobs.com, where you would just do at-home flex jobs for the companies that would select you to do their jobs. And then there's another one. It's called Upwork. And that's Upwork, UPWORK.com. And what happens is that you will upload your information and you will go through the database where a company is asking for people to work for them. And you would just apply for those jobs to work at home and they will hire you. Most of these freelance websites, they pay pretty good. And if you're steady, they will probably come back and hire the same person. So good luck with that. And I wish you all the best and all the money. Grab it as much as you can. And congratulations on you wanted to not give your talents and gifting away, but also charge for them because they are worthwhile. Thank you, Brandon and Taylor, for sending an email. And thank you for giving me permission to share this information over my podcast. But next, you guys, since we on this information about sharing, I also wanted to put in my little information here about my website, comfortandpromises.com. There is a lot of information on that website, but also wanted to share abroad that we do have a t-shirt company where the proceeds go towards helping education and teachers and just helping people when I see a need, because there are many needs. I run into people all the time. I would be at the gas station and I could see a mother with kids and she's putting $5 in her gas tank. You know, $5 right now is not going to take you anywhere because gas is here in Atlanta, $2.99. And a lot of times, and I have done this because the t-shirts parts has been on my website for a minute. And I have just taken the time to just fill the person's car up because I know what it feels like. You just putting $5 in, that's only going to take you probably one day to go to work. It's not going to get you home. I don't like to see people suffering like that. You know, it feels so much better when you got a full tank of gas, you know? But there's a t-shirt on there and, you know, just buy a t-shirt and just know that you're buying a t-shirt and it's going to a wonderful cause and helping our neighbor, because that's what we want to do, have the opportunity. It's hard to help people when you don't have any money yourself, but it's really great when you have something that you sell and is catered towards that. It is so much more meaningful. Also, we have our books, of course. I just uploaded the Journey book, and there are a couple of the books on there. And also, I want to share with the courses that I teach with Unami. There's two courses, how to start your own business and how to start your gardening. It's gardening for beginners. And it's interesting because I get more hits on, more downloads from my starting a garden from beginners than I do with starting a business. I get a lot of people requesting information about the gardening all over the world, which is very warming at heart because people are now interested in eating better and just learning how to do what the farmers do. I always say that we have to appreciate our farmers because they work really hard. But if we start our own garden, we will understand what they go through and the details and the nurturing that they put, the efforts in producing our vegetables and placing them in the grocery store. We would appreciate them a lot better and demand that they would be treated with fair cases, you know, especially from the government and all over the world. But those are a couple of things that I want to share on this podcast today. I said I wasn't going to make it too long, but I just think that those two questions from Taylor and Brandon was very prominent, and you can take it, and if you don't need it, you can share it with someone else who is interested in being a reader for other authors, and also those freelance websites that I have given to those writers from emails. But listen, you guys, this is the end of our podcast, and I thank you for joining. I thank you for returning. Listen, it is Memorial Day coming up weekend, and I want you guys to be safe, be blessed, and enjoy the summer months, because summer is approaching, but spring is still here. But anyway, just enjoy yourself and be safe and be mindful and be kind. And until next week, this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Listen, you guys. Bye! Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye, you guys.